Pakistan's economy continues to face challenges in achieving meaningful growth, with projections for the fiscal year 2024-25 indicating a slow recovery. According to estimates from the Lahore School of Economics Modeling Lab, GDP growth is expected to reach only 2.44%, reflecting a slight improvement from the 1.7% growth recorded in the previous fiscal year, but still remaining below par. These projections broadly align with official figures, including a recent revision by the Pakistan Bureau of Statistics, which lowered its Q3 GDP growth estimate from 2.7% to 2.4%. While international institutions such as the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, IMF, and Asian Development Bank, ADB, have provided slightly higher projections ranging from 2.5% to 2.7%, the overall picture still reflects a sluggish economic recovery. One of the main reasons for the weak growth outlook is the poor performance in key productive sectors, particularly manufacturing and agriculture. Large-scale manufacturing, LSM, which should ideally be a driving force for GDP growth, has contracted by 1.9% during the current fiscal year. This continues a trend of stagnation and decline observed over the past 2 years. In the absence of manufacturing growth, the economy has had to rely heavily on agriculture. However, the agricultural sector has also underperformed, growing at just 0.56%, only a quarter of its historical trend rate. The disappointing agricultural growth is largely due to a significant contraction in the production of major crops. Wheat production has dropped by 9%, from 32 million tons to 29 million tons, while maize has declined by 15%, from 10 million tons to 8 million tons. Sugarcane production fell by 4%, and rice saw a marginal decrease of 1.4%. Cotton suffered the sharpest fall, contracting by 31%, with output reducing from 10 million to 7 million bales. Analysts argue that this sharp decline cannot be blamed on weather patterns, which have remained consistent. Instead, they attribute the drop to government policy changes, most notably the removal of long-standing support prices for key crops, a decision that has likely discouraged production. Furthermore, the Pakistan Bureau of Statistics, PBS, measures these crop contractions only in terms of volume, not monetary value. This may result in an underestimation of the actual impact on GDP. For instance, the price of wheat has declined by about 1,000 rupees per 40 kilograms compared to the previous season, reducing the overall value of wheat production by nearly 25%. This translates to significant income losses for farmers and suggests that the real contraction in the agricultural sector could be even worse than officially reported. On the inflation front, the situation has improved compared to previous years, but it still remains a concern. Inflation for FY 2024-25 is projected at 8.37% by the Lahore School's model, higher than the government's upper-end estimate of 7.5%.